Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me here today as we continue to read through Scripture, and specifically the book of Hosea. Today we're reading through Hosea chapter 7, and if we remember back in chapter 6, wonderful chapter, and really this whole book leading up to this point, the identification by God, pointing out the sin of his people to his people Israel and Judah. And Hosea was sent to tell them and to prophesy about his charges against them, the coming and impending judgment against them for their sin if they did not turn and repent. And then in chapter 6, we found the wonderful call from the mercy of God to repentance and for them to turn back to him, to repent of their adulterous actions and their covenant unfaithfulness toward him and turn to him in true faith. And really what we see here is the true message of the gospel, isn't it? Points us and communicates the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, even in these very verses in this book, as it is important to understand that we too, all men, are dead in trespasses and sins apart from Christ. And judgment indeed is coming from God against sin and sinners. And yet there is the mercy of God towards his people. There is the call for repentance and to turn to Christ in true faith. And so that is a wonderful message that we need to hear today and see here in Hosea. In fact, if we look back at chapter 6, verse 2, very specifically, some things that point to Christ, his death, his resurrection, the life we have in him. Notice, I'll begin in verse 1 even, "Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." And it goes on. Such wonderful truths regarding what Christ has done in his person and work, his merit and mediation for his people, and the life, the new life, being raised from the dead, being raised from being dead in trespasses and sins to new life in him. Such wonderful news. Well, let's continue our study and consideration of Hosea in chapter 7 here, beginning in verse 1. Hear the word of God now. "When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they have committed fraud. A thief comes in. A band of robbers takes spoil outside. They do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own deeds have surrounded them. They are before my face. They make a king glad with their wickedness and princes with their lies. They are all adulterers. Like an oven heated by a baker, he ceases stirring the fire after kneading the dough until it is leavened. In the day of our king, princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers. They prepare their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all night. In the morning it burns like a flaming fire. They are all hot like an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. None among them calls upon me. Ephraim has mixed himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without sense. They call to Egypt and go to Assyria. Wherever they go, I will spread my net on them. I will bring them down like birds of the air. I will chastise them according to what their congregation has heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They did not cry out to me with their heart when they wailed upon their beds. They assemble together for grain and new wine. They rebel against me. Though I disciplined and strengthened their arms, yet they devise evil against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the cursings of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Amen. Praise God for the hearing of his word, the reading of his word. May he add his blessing to the reading of it to us. Very strong words by our Lord. Very discouraging and saddening words regarding the people and their treatment of their God and abandoning him and turning away from him, not crying out to them when they should have. But God's word is wonderful. And again, it points us to Christ. It points us to the reality of our sin and our need to repent and turn to him in true faith and to walk faithfully with him each and every day. May you be blessed by God's word. May you meditate on it today and this week. God bless you. Join me next time as we continue through Hosea chapter 8. We'll see you then.